You don't really call on me like you should. Link up, I roll through the hood. Problems, but everything's all good. My love, your nigga don't listen. All right, listen. Let's break down into it. Let's get into it. All right, ladies, I'm here to help and I'm here to support. You understand? I am here to help and I am here to support. We're going to break it down today. Today's topic is going to be about fat niggas who don't cheat. Fat men don't cheat. Now, before you say, yeah, they do. My best friend was cheated on by a fat nigga. That nigga cheated on her every fucking weekend. All right, listen, there's different levels to fat niggas, okay? It's different varieties, different body types, which makes it successful for a fat nigga to cheat, all right? Listen, we're going to break it down. We're going to get into it. Fat nigga number one. Big, tall, fat niggas. Niggas that be like 6'4", 6'3", 6'5", and up. These niggas are going to be able to cheat no matter what because women love big, tall niggas. So this nigga could be damn near 400 pounds. It don't fucking matter. He's 6'5", fam. His weight is going to be proportioned in the right way. It's not going to be like a short, compact, fat nigga who just got mad gut, mad neck, mad hot dog packages on the back of his head. His ears so fucking fat, he can't even look to the side, all right? We ain't talking about that type of nigga. We talking about big, tall, fat niggas. They're the type of niggas that's going to cheat on you. Of course. Of course he's going to cheat on you. What you thought? All right, let's go to the second one. Light-skinned fat niggas. Them niggas are the fucking worst. Them niggas think they models. They think they Instagram models. Them niggas usually be having a low cut taper with the deep waves. You know what I'm saying? Know how they get their money three ways. You know what I mean? Like, them niggas is fat as shit, all right? But they light skinned and they look Puerto Rican. And ladies, y'all like niggas that look Puerto Rican low key. I don't care what you say. The same way how niggas be liking women that look foreign and exotic. Because y'all know that. That's why y'all be rocking the Brazilian wigs. Y'all want to look Puerto Rican as well. Not all of y'all, but some of y'all. So what I'm saying is a lot of light-skinned niggas be looking Puerto Rican. Especially when a nigga light-skinned and got black-ass hair. You know what I mean? It look like he put in that wave activator. He got the Caesar. And he got the curl. And he always wear a do-rag like Cameron and shit. This nigga. And you know, light-skinned fat niggas usually have skinny legs. They small at the bottom and big up top. You understand? But they don't give a fuck. Them niggas think they cute. Them niggas feel like they Chris Brown. They don't give a fuck about their weight. And they don't care if you care about their weight. You know what I mean? These niggas usually, when they walk down the street, they be rapping. They be singing and shit. Out the blue. You don't really call on me like you should. Like, these niggas really think they can sing. But really, they got a fat esophagus. So when the vocals come out, it make it seem like they can sing. But that's not the truth. All right. So we covered two so far. Number three, the fat nigga with the long hair. This nigga is pretty as well. This nigga hair all the way down his back because he eats so much fucking cholesterol that it has somehow transferred to his scalp and has regenerated so much hair over time that it should just grow like a wildflower. This nigga will cheat on you as well because he's feeling himself. You know what I'm saying? All he worrying about is his nice hairline and his nice hair. This nigga always got in a Puerto Rican ponytail, or he get braids, and then he be getting like I don't know none of these rap Travis Scott braids. He be getting them type of ASAP Rocky braids. He be getting those braids. He be getting the plaits. He be keeping it moisturized with the Cantu shit. You know what I mean? Cause the nigga been on YouTube feeling himself all fucking night and trying to be a loose hair natural. All right, that's number three. What's number four? Number four is what's the other fat nigga? Okay, this one fat nigga, the niggas that's fat and buff. You know what I mean? The niggas that be going to the gym, lifting weights, fat, but they buff as shit at the same time. Them niggas is dangerous and very intimidating. They will have 8 Facebook girls crying over them for nothing. He piping everybody in the neighborhood because everybody loves his fat ass muscles. That nigga look tough as shit. Nigga look like he'll punch the fuck out of you. And the ladies, y'all be bugging over them, tripping over him. And the nigga know it too. He be walking around cocky as shit. Nigga only got four waves, and look at y'all. Y'all be sweating. Oh, they go Jerry. And this nigga, them fat niggas' name is always Jerry or some shit like that. Anyway, what's the next one? The other fat nigga who's in his 40s, got a lot of money, ain't got no fucking beard, just a goatee. Them type of niggas. Them niggas that's about to turn 40. Fat niggas that's about to turn 40, got it made. They already know what to do in life. They done dealt with every different kind of woman. They done have every different type of heartbreak. They done avoided so many different STDs. They know what to do with their lives now. They legit. They got money. They always wear hats. Them niggas, they don't have beards because they so fucking cocky and full of themselves. They don't care about having a jawline. Fat niggas naturally don't have jawlines. So we get a beard. We get the goatee, and then make it look like we got a neck. Without that beard, it look like we have one fucking face. From forehead to collarbone, just one fucking face. That's what it look like if we didn't have that beard. Them niggas don't give a fuck. They had the smallest fucking goatee and a chin strap, and it's extra dark because them niggas about to be 40. They're growing gray. They don't give a fuck. They got it made. They know how to hustle in life. They know what to do. Them niggas got it made. They have nice vehicles. Them niggas will cheat on you as well. I don't give a fuck what you say. Them niggas will cheat on you in a heartbeat. Matter of fact, they always got three girlfriends at a time. Because they didn't play the game so many times, they know what to do. So what we go over so far? We went over the tall, fat nigga, the light-skinned nigga, the light-skinned fat nigga, the fat nigga with the long, nice hair, the fat, buff nigga who get all the ladies, and the old school fat nigga who's about to turn 40 that know everything about life right now. So out of these five, I'm giving you top five fat niggas to avoid if you don't want to get cheated on. These fat niggas will cheat on you. We're not gonna play that game and be like all fat niggas don't cheat. But these type of fat niggas, regardless of them being fat, they're gonna find a way to push through that insecurity and fucking cheat on you any fucking way. Alright? So let's move on to the next list of fat men who do not cheat. The list is very small. Matter of fact, I'm not going to break down each individual. I'm just going to make them into one. Because only one type of fat nigga won't cheat on you. It might be two. But that one fat nigga got several characteristics that you should look out for. Alright? So listen. This fat nigga. The type of fat nigga that won't cheat on you. I'm going to tell you straight up. Type of fat nigga that don't cheat on you, number one, he got to have a smaller penis. You say, man, that's wild. Who wants to deal with that? Ladies, I'm telling you, you keep running after these certain type of men. They cheat on you anyway, so you might as well try something different. You have to find a fat nigga who doesn't have the biggest penis. Probably roughly around 5 inches and below. Somewhere between 3 to 5 inches. Maybe 6. Alright? 3 to 6 inches of cockage is what you should aim for a fat nigga if you don't want him to cheat on you. So, okay, the reason why this is so important, right? Because here's the thing. A lot of fat men really don't be having the biggest meat. It's not that they dick is just small because everything else is big, but they dick is small because everything else is big. So, right now, I want you to grab your finger, right? We're going to do an experiment. Grab your finger. Grab your index finger, okay? If you notice, if your hands is big enough, you can't see your finger at all. Now, I want you to go down, slide down your finger, still holding on to your finger, slide down an inch. If you notice, you only have an inch of finger right now. And you got the rest of your finger tucked inside of your hand. Now, I want you to keep sliding down, sliding down, sliding down until you're at the base of your hand. If you notice, now you probably got at least about like 2 extra inches of finger that you revealed, right? Now, if you remove your hand altogether, you got a whole entire finger. That's what it's like being a fat nigga with cockage. We got so much meat in our pelvis and around our legs that is hiding so much cock that we have on the inside of us that's not being revealed. So all fat niggas, a lot of fat niggas look like they don't have enough dick, but really they do. It's just they got too much fat It's like it's just hiding inside of a pocket. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is, you need to find a man, a fat nigga, who, if you want a loyal fat nigga, find a nigga that got at least 3 inches, anywhere between 3 inches and 6 inches, okay? Maybe seven, all right? I keep increasing the number, but between 3 to 7, all right? Over 6 is pushing it, but 3 to 7 inches, more than likely he'll be faithful. Another thing about the fat nigga that don't want to cheat, the type of fat nigga, the type of features you need to look out for, sometimes the type of fat nigga that you need that won't cheat, he will have a really nice beard, but he got a go-ahead fucking forehead, Rihanna. Shit. All right, listen, like, you can't have it all, ladies. You can't have it all. You got to be satisfied with what you can get, satisfied with the nigga you can have. And if you're looking for a particular fat nigga that won't cheat, he has to have somewhere between 3 to 7 inches of cockage, a nice beard, so that he has a neck. Because like I said, without that beard, we just got a forehead and a face. That's all we have. And his hairline is either receding a little bit, or he just got a go-ahead forehead, all right? And the nigga got to be fat all around. I ain't talking about skinny legs. I ain't talking about he got to be buff. No, he has to be really, truly fat. I ain't saying he got to be 500 pounds fighting for my life, 600 pounds fighting for my life type nigga. But he got to at least be 300, 380. I mean, not 380, but 280. Hold on. Depending on his height, I say about 275 and up. And a nigga can't be no taller than 5'11". So there's a lot of factors that's going to determine how loyal a nigga is, because this perfect saying is, a man is only as loyal as his options. And if you find a fat man or fat nigga that can't pull a lot of different options, he's going to be more loyal and faithful by default. Now, if he start losing weight and getting confident, that's where it might be a conflict in interest, because now he's starting to attract different women and a variety of more women. So you better hope that nigga stay fat forever, because the moment he snap out of it and snap out of your spell, he's going to realize, like, hold on, if I lose 60 pounds, I'm probably going to look decent. And I'm probably going to be able to date somebody, and I probably won't have to deal with your abuse anymore, because I know you only fucking with me because I'm fat and I'm not attractive to anybody else. So anyway, back to this. So his cockage got to be, like I said, between 3 to 7 inches. Okay? He has to have a nice beard, and he has to either have a go-ahead forehead, and he has to be insecure in certain areas, especially in the bedroom. Especially in the bedroom. If he nuts fast and he's a fat nigga, he's going to be like, you know what? I thank you for sticking with me, baby, mommy. I'm not the best in the bedroom, but somehow I make you come. You make me feel good. I'm sticking with you. So you got to find a fat nigga that's kind of insecure sexually as well. That nigga will be loyal to you by default. It's not all, listen, I understand, like, a lot of people will be trying to find people that are willing to be faithful. But sometimes you got to find people that's faithful by default, meaning they have certain insecurities, certain things about them that they know, like, I'm lucky to have you, or I'm blessed to have you, or God must have sent me an angel from above, because ain't no way none of this can work without him sending me somebody, because I wouldn't date me neither. You understand? So those are the qualities you got to look for. Also, so we covered the height, the penis size. He got to be a little insecure in the bedroom. And he got to, and the other fat nigga that be faithful, it's a nigga that works consistently. If you found a fat nigga that's about his business, that's working hard, that's really putting in time, overtime in his job, that nigga's going to be faithful too. Because he don't have time for nothing else. So find you a workaholic fat nigga too. That nigga's going to be faithful. Ladies, write this shit down. Because I'm repeating myself, I want you to write this shit down so you can get it. I know I'm making it a comedic type thing, but you can learn a lot of shit in what I'm telling you. So What's the next thing? If he likes to eat, this is a no-brainer, but a fat nigga who likes to eat. If he likes to eat, then he has no time in looking at his phone trying to holler at other girls while you're at work, because he's too busy eating and trying to satisfy his soul. See, it's levels to this fat nigga shit that y'all don't even understand. And I'm a start rebranding the Fat Nigga Coalition. Fat men don't cheat, and that's facts. These are the type of fat niggas you gotta look out for, and the type of fat niggas that you should be, that you should want if you're tired playing the games with the skinny niggas, with the well built niggas, with the good looking niggas. You might need a fat nigga in your life. Someone who will give you a different perspective on love and how it feels to be comfort, because fat niggas love the comfort. They love to make you laugh. They love to check on you to make sure you have a good day. They love to massage your feet. They love to go out and eat. They love to have a good time. They do. They well-mannered. They don't start problems with nobody, because they know if they swing three punches, they gonna feel like they dead. So, and fat niggas look intimidating, so they look like they, I mean, ain't nobody gonna start shit with you. Okay, I want to get back to this part, though. The height factor. 5'11 and below. Someone between 5'5 and 5'11, that nigga won't cheat on you. That nigga is already fat, number one, and he doesn't feel like he's that tall. That nigga don't feel that secure about his height or his weight. That's a win for you. That's a win for you. You can win. You don't have to suffer no more. I'm giving you the ingredients on how to find a loyal man. On top of him being fat. I'm not saying you got to be a chubby chaser, but if you look out for these things, you be like, man, you know what? That nigga faithful by default. I'm going to fuck with him. Because I'm tired dealing with these other niggas, man. And I'm telling you, that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. This is exactly what you need to do. Find that type of fat nigga, and he will be faithful to you. He will be loyal to you. His balls might be really big, and his cock might be a little small. But over time, build up his confidence, love on him even more. So when he lose weight and reveal more inches of deck that you or him had never seen or felt before, then he won't leave you. See, it's an end game to this. Accept him while he's fat and got a small cock and only 5'9" or 5'10" or 5'8". And as he loses weight, don't start being jealous. Be who you are, who you was to him. And when he lose weight and get down to 175, he ain't gonna cheat on you ever. See, it's an end game. It's an end game. It's the Avengers. He's Thanos. He just don't know it yet. You know what I mean? He just doesn't know it yet. So, like I said, them the type of fat niggas you need to avoid, the type of fat niggas you need to go after. You know what I'm saying? The fat nigga you go after. Okay, hold on. One more thing. Find a fat nigga that are, don't find a, because I wanted to make sure I give you the right type of stuff. The stuff that you need, that I know that you're craving. I know that you need this in your life. So, the fat nigga who's really into video games. That's another loyal fat nigga. He don't have the time to play games because he like playing video games. That's another good fat faithful nigga. I'm telling you, fat faithful niggas are out there. Y'all just overlook them because of the way they look. But I'm telling you, if you give it a try, you will have zero headache. That nigga will then. You check that nigga phone, he don't get no play anyway. Only thing he get is email alerts and text messages from family and friends. That's it. He's faithful by default. Fat men don't cheat. Well, some of them don't. I hope you really enjoyed this, and I hope you learned something, because I'm here to help. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have a good day.